Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
We're finding out this morning there is a heck of a lot of love in the room when it comes to books as opposed to the electronic version. But have you heard about street libraries? If you haven't, you are going to. Great to have a chat this morning to Nick Lowe, CEO and founder of Street Library Australia. And Nick, before we get into that, I would imagine you'd love your books. What is your all-time favourite read?
My all-time favourite read is Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. I read it when I was about 14 years old and I didn't understand it, and I think I understand it now, and I'm about 30 years older now, so it's a great book.
I've actually got that in my bookcase and I still don't understand it. You're forcing me to go back and have a read of it this afternoon.
Well, that's good. Kick back and relax. Have a read.
So it's still not going to confuse me, though, is it? I'll understand a little bit more now.
Maybe an extra 20%, I reckon.
It's baby steps with me. All right. Street libraries. And as we've been mentioning, there's so much love coming through on the phones and Facebook today for the old-fashioned book, whether it's hardback or paperback. But street libraries, wooden boxes are popping up all around Australia. Tell us a bit more about it.
Sure. It's a really simple idea. We've all got spare books in our lives, or most people do. And what you do is you put a weatherproof box outside your house. You call it a street library, and then you put your spare books into the library. What happens is, just like magic, people will walk up to your box. They'll take some of your books, and some people will put books back in, and suddenly you've got a little library, a little street library, right outside your house. And it's the easiest thing to do in the world.
So we're living in the world of computerisation, and we're talking about kids here when it comes to this situation. We're trying to get more children reading, and the NAPLAN tests are showing that we really do need to get kids reading more. Your initial thought would be that they'd walk past and go, eh, not interested in that, but it's not the case, is it?
No, absolutely not. It's like, 'cause kids are very curious creatures. I mean, you put a box on your street, you put some books in it, the first thing do kids walk past is open the box and have a little look. And, you know, if there's enough kids' books in there, and we've all got, you know, many of us got spare kids' books around, you know, they'll pick a book, take it home, and it's a much easier way for them to get a book that they own and love. They don't have to go to the library. They don't have to be a member of the library. They don't have to buy the book. They can just take that book, you know, for free and take it home. Then it's their book. That's a much easier way for kids to get books into their lives.
You've set a pretty ambitious target, too. You've set a number, haven't you, by 2020?
I have set a number, and it's I'm hoping to get 5,000 of these across Australia by 2020. We just hit 100 a few weeks ago. I've probably hit 130 or 40 now, so it's really going quickly. But I'm hoping that, you know, we'll get there sooner or later.
Do you think it's a crime, Nick, to have a book just sit in a bookcase and gather dust?
I really do. I think once you've read a book, unless it's your really favourite book, you should pass it on to someone else. And, you know, there's plenty of ways you can do that. But, you know, some people have books on their shelves as a kind of bit of intellectual vanity, but I really think they should take it off the shelf and give it to someone else in some fashion or another. I do think it's a bit of a crime.
I'm a little bit embarrassed now because I'm one of those intellectual vanity people, so I've been sprung this morning. That's terrible.
How are you going to read? There's three quarters of those books you will not read again.
Well, there's probably three quarters of them I haven't read already, so that's the problem as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true, isn't it?
Oh, sounds like a great idea. And you know what? It's bringing neighbourhoods together as well, because if you know, they don't have to take the book and go away. They can just sit on a park bench and read, and you know, it might actually get children talking to each other in real life.
Well, yeah, that's right. The street library I've got outside my house, I've met quite a few of my neighbours, and you know, just they kind of walk by, have a look at the box, have a look inside, and you know, I just have a chat over the fence. A lot of them contribute books to it as well, so you get an idea of what your neighbours are reading, which is quite interesting sometimes as well.
Yes, and you'd have to be careful about the kind of books that made their way in, because you probably don't want to put 50 Shades of Grey in and have the kids walking by, do you?
Well, you know, I have taken that out a few times, that's for sure. it's not just for kids too, it's for adults as well.
Look, it's a great idea. I've got this theory also that books are never meant to be lent. If you borrow a book from someone or you lend someone a book, it's designed never to come back. Do you feel the same way?
Todd, I totally agree. You know, let it go and who knows where it'll end up. And who knows what people will imagine because of that book that they found or got or, you know, got lent. Or got given.
Yeah, it's a win-win-win situation. There are no losers here. And if we can get the kids, you know, getting together, if we can get them reading and get the neighbourhood together, that's fantastic. 5,000 by 2020. The count starts now. Nick, thanks for your time this morning.
Cool. And just go to streetlibrary.org.au. If you want to find out more information about us.
Wonderful. And we'll put a link on the webpage today. So if you want some more information, just head to 2NURFM.com. Click on the morning page. Nick Lowe, CEO and founder of Street Library Australia. And yeah, I really do believe that. If you lend a book, don't expect it to come back.
2NURFM 103.7.